We're going to talk about a Bills unit that is undergoing some changes over the last week or so. Joining us here at Shooter's Bar and Grill, would you please everyone welcome the offensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills, Coach Pat Morris. Coach, how about a round of applause for Coach Morris?
Thank you, Morris. Glad to be here. Strangely, you and I are in a saloon together.
Speak for yourself. I know. I feel pretty comfortable as soon as I walked in the door. It's a great place, too. They were telling me about Sundays in here where most of the action is dominated by Bills fans, but they have Browns fans. They have some Packer fans. This would be a great place to watch a game. Of course, you and I are previously engaged most Sundays.
Yes, indeed. But it looks like a nice place, and I'm glad to be here.
We thank you very much for coming by. Things are happening on the offensive line for the Buffalo Bills these days. And I was talking to Nathaniel Hackett about it a little bit today. You got to feel like you have some pieces to move around now, some pieces to use at that offensive line spot that maybe you didn't have last year in terms of depth primarily.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think it's a good situation to have. You have some young kids that came in here that are talented. You have some veterans that came in here that can, you know, be versatile. We got Cordy back, this last week he became to be full practice. So it's a good thing to have because it's good to have competition. You want to get your five best guys, and the five best guys that probably fit together, and that's what training camp's for. Some people might think that you have to have all of them together all the way through, but I don't believe that. I've been in the coaching line for 17 years. I think the key is to get your best unit out there for that first game.
Pat Morris, the Bills offensive line coach, joins us here at Shooter's Sports Bar and Fairport, New York. If you have a comment or question, the lines are open, 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. If you have a question for Coach Morris, you bring up the issue of continuity, which people kind of just repeat it and say, oh, offensive line, it's all about chemistry and continuity. And Coach Marone said it yesterday. You're saying it today. It's before you get continuity, you got to make sure you have the right guys there, right?
Yeah, I think that's no question. You'll get continuity, obviously, in practice and obviously in games. And in a perfect world, yes, you could have it. But, that it's never that way because all of a sudden somebody's could have an injury in the season. You got to, mix and match guys together. As long as they're players, as long as they get your system, as long as they understand what you're doing, I think it's fine, to be able to, as long as you get that group together, they'll play well. As long as there's good communication, as long as they have their basics or their fundamentals, I think you'll be just fine.
2.5 weeks away from the opener against the Bears, is that enough time to get this group together, do you think, to get them going, on the same page?
Yeah, I have no question that it'll be fine. I think the bottom line is you want to go and you want to feel confident that you have the five best guys that have worked, that are competitors, that are tough, that'll go out there, and protect the quarterback and run the football. That's the key. That's the key. Just because someone just has been next to somebody, if there's a better guy on the bench, you can't do that to yourself. It's not fair to the team, and I think that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, and Coach Marone, I thought, made a very good point illustrating that the other day when he talked about how if my fifth best offensive lineman is sitting on the bench behind somebody just because they've never tried to play guard, then that's on me. That's a coaching mistake.
Yeah, and I totally agree with him. And that's what he and I have, working together, we have the same philosophies. Let's get those best people. And people may say, well, how can a tackle play guard? It's still blocking. It's still pass protection. It's still the same techniques. So it isn't as drastic as people may think it might be. I think the bottom line is get the guys there that are going to, help us win.
Hey, Pat, you talk about having the five best guys. Sometimes I take a look at your offensive line, especially these last few days. They got the five biggest guys, too. I mean, what an upgrade over where we were a year ago.
Oh, there's no question. And like I said, even if you look at the people right now, obviously we have a first and a second team. We're much better in terms of depth, in terms of size, but then there's still athletic ability. Size just isn't the key. You've got to be able to have size and still be ability. We have some guys that maybe not have the big size that are still playing, with Legerski still in there. So I think that the size does help you a little bit, but again, the bottom line is, play smart, play tough, and work as a unit and protect the passer and run the football.
Pat Morris, our guest, the Bills offensive line coach. Phone line's open here. You can ring us up, and we'll put you on the air with Pat Morris as we come to you live from Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill outside Rochester in Pittsburgh, New York. 803-0550, the number to call, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. I want to ask you about this group, and Coach Marone said this, and he indicated that the key guy, as far as all the moves you've been able to make, is really Chantrell Henderson. Because he's been ready to play, you're able to have some flexibility up there. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I think what he's done is he's proven that the game is not too big for him. Here's his seventh-round draft pick that, obviously was a highly, touted guy coming out of high school, was touted in college, right? you know, had some issues, but still, when he came here, the game wasn't too big for him. He has embraced the game. He is he's taken on to try to be a pro. He feels the opportunity he's had and he's taken the most advantage of it.
You knew him a little bit. You told me when you were the Vikings, he was a high school star in Minnesota,
yes.
Minneapolis, right?
Yes, he was. And actually, I really knew his head coach really well. And I think one time a friend of mine, his son was playing, and we went and watched the game, and I said, "Who is that guy?" And obviously, he was just an athletic guy that played on offense. And you can see he's talented as heck, and obviously we're honing down his skills, and he's really done well so far in this preseason.
What are the issues or mechanical issues he'd have to adjust to this week moving from the left side to the right side?
Obviously, he's got to get his muscle memory because he was a right side tackle when he was in college. We moved him left when he first came here because of Cordy being out. So basically what he has to do, he's got to get his muscle memory to say, okay, now I'm on the right side. My feet are a little, in a different stance. Basically, the techniques are the same, but he's just got to get more reps and feel comfortable over there, and that's, I think, why we made the move now, so he has a couple weeks to feel that.
How good might Chantrell Henderson become, do you think?
Well, it's all up to him and all up to me as a coach to get him better every day, all the time. The key thing to him, he has the desire and he has the love for football, the passion for football. So I think that's good. And I think the offensive linemen have embraced him, too. They've seen his play. Linemen are family. They can see, hey, this guy can help us. I think the team has done the same thing. So we're looking forward to seeing him here in the next couple weeks.
We're live with Pat Morris, the Bills offensive line coach, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Let's take a call, Pat. And Robert in Niagara Falls is on the air. Robert, go ahead. You have a question for Coach Morris.
Yeah, I do. I have a good evening to both of you. Coach, you were saying earlier that Chantrell has embraced his new position as an offensive lineman, as a tackle. Wanted to ask you the same thing about Cyrus Quandro. Do you think that he's embraced it? And could he also, if he doesn't play tackle for you, would you look at him at guard as well? Thank you so much. But good night.
Thanks.
No, I think Cyrus, again, he's a tackle. I think things have been not as natural for him. I mean, he was a left tackle to move over to right. I think he's working on that stuff here. He's a very talented athlete as well. But you know what? Everybody gets in a new situation, people react different. I think that Central is just a little bit above what CK does, as I call it, as Quanjo. And I think to move a guy right now at guard, sometimes that from tackle to guard is a bigger change from tackle to tackle. It's a different world inside there than when things move around there. So right now I think we'll look at Cyrus just at tackle and move him on, and he'll get a lot of snaps here in these next two games.
You mentioned to me a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Quanjo. People should know that he just turned 21 years old like a week or two before camp, right?
Yes, and exactly. That's the thing is, he's a junior that came out early, all those things, and it's a different atmosphere. All kids react different to it, as you look at it. And I think he is a talented athlete, and, I think, as you can see, as the weeks have gone on, he has improved, and we're staying with that.
You know, in a world where everybody wants the answer now and they want to put labels on people right away and people say, oh, the second-round pick on Cyrus Quandro and he can't play. There's got to be some value in patience and development. That, by the way, is what you guys do, right? I mean, you can't just discard somebody if they have, if they get up to a slow start at training
camp. No, I mean, there's no question about it. And I said different people react different. You know, it takes a while for a lineman in this league even to become to his best talents. I always believe, as in my experience, after the third or fourth year, you find out, has he really reached his potential? Can you give up on him or you stay with him? And it takes a while. And everybody's different. Sometimes it clicks. Sometimes guys are faster than others, and it's a whole different ball game. Style of offense, all those things, become a factor, and that's as coaches getting them going. And I think the big thing is you can't coach the talent. And, if your guy's talented, you got to work with him. And I think all the kids we've had have been fine.
Pat Morris, Bills offensive line coach, joining us at Shooter Sports Bar and Grill. We're here until 9 o'clock. We're at 1226 Fairport Road in Fairport, right down the road from St. John Fisher College. Well, let's talk about the third draft pick on your offensive line, Cyril Richardson, who got a chance to play a lot early on. What have you seen from him, and what do you project for him in the near future?
Well, obviously, we have him at guard, and he came from a system at Baylor that is totally unique and different from basically the pro game. And I think he's had a situation where his transition's a little bit more difficult than, say, a Chantrell Henderson, who has more of a pro-style offense in Miami. And so, therefore, with Richardson, he's slowly learning to get our system, slowly learning to understand it. We're keeping him at right guard, giving still a lot of snaps there. And he's, again, very talented. But, again, it's probably going to take him a little bit longer time because he has, his foundation was totally different than all the other.
What do they do at Baylor that's so different?
Well, what's a different offense? It's kind of that wide spread open.
Right.
It's kind of the offensive linemen just take off. And, you know, basically, you know, they block people, but it's just totally different in terms of they run. It's a big, it's a kind of a spacious thing. It's more of, you know, there's a fake run throw. It's so much spread out.
Yeah.
To sit there in the pro game, now I got to block this guy here. You know, it's all about angles and stuff. And to me, it's just a little bit different. If you looked in the past, a lot of the guys from Baylor have struggled a little bit. You know, Jason Smith and then Danny Watkins, you know, those, you have to have patience with these kids because they are talented, and it may take them a little bit longer. It depends on how he's braced it, and he's come on a little bit. He's kind of leveled off here, but we're looking forward to him to be good.
Have you, in all your years coaching in the league, have you ever had three draft picks to coach on an offensive line the same year?
Never. The first time.
It's got to be fun. I mean, you're like molding clay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's good because people don't understand it because that's the biggest transition because now they're blocking guys that have been in the league for 8 years, 9 years, 6 years, right? They're not blocking guys their same age. So when you get a young guy, that's different, you know. So he may have to get stronger. He's got to work on his techniques. So those younger guys that come in, it's hard to come in his first year to play in this league. And I think the strength factor and the experience factor and the awareness factor of what goes on there. And that just takes time, you know. And some guys get it and some guys don't. But, again, you have to have patience with it.
I want to ask you about a guy who's not a rookie but a newcomer to this roster, Chris Williams, who missed some time with some, you know, a little bit banged up. He's back in the lineup now. He's been around the league. He was a high-round draft pick not too long ago. What do you think of him, and how do you like what you've seen from him so far in camp?
Yeah, really pleased with what he's done here. I mean, obviously, he's a guy that's played all multiple positions other than center. He's been both tackles, been a guard. We have him, obviously, at left guard for us. He brings a lot of experience, I think, to bring his awareness. He's got some savvy to him about you know, the position. He's been accepted well by everybody. He fits in excellent with our offensive line. So we're really pleased with what Chris has brought to us.
A friend of mine is he's a former personnel guy with the Chicago Bears. He was there when Chris Williams was there. I think he said it on the show. I don't think it was a private conversation. I think it was on the show. He thought the Bears may have hurt Chris Williams by asking him to play tackle. He said that on the air, right, Jay? Mm-hmm. By asking him to play tackle when he wasn't quite ready early on in his career.
Yeah. Well, that kind of tells you, I don't know what went on there, but that tells you that here's a first-round draft pick that goes to tackle that he wasn't ready yet. You know, so we're all, you know, you can compare that to, say Kwanjo, right? I mean, the thing is, some guys go faster than others. You still play with them. They have talent. He's a guy that can move his feet. He was smart. He came out of Vanderbilt, you know, and I think he's found his niche at guard. He played a, you know, nice job at guard at the Rams, and he was there at the Chicago the same fashion.
Coach Marone today had some really good things to say about Eric Pierce, who, you know, some amateurs may have written off going into the season. Now all of a sudden he's moved inside to play guard. Tell me, you mentioned a minute ago that's a difficult transition, but is it easier for a veteran guy like Eric Pierce?
Well, he played guard in his past, you know.
Okay.
So once you've played it, you can get yourself inside there and go. To me, if you haven't been there down there before, but he has played guard. He played, I think, either when he was at Denver for a couple of years and maybe at Oakland. And he is a true professional, you know, and I think he's a competitor. He'll do it. He's one of those guys, I'm going to give you a try at guard this week. He goes, Coach, anything you want to do. I want to do what's the best for the team. If you have somebody with that attitude, you got no issues.
What kind of attributes does he bring to that job? What makes Eric Pierce, you know, a guy who's been around the league as long as he has?
Yeah, I think the big thing, he's got some good initial quickness. I mean, he's a guy, a tackle that has some initial inside there, has very strong hands, got a big body in there. So I think, you know, you see him pull and move around stuff. I think we can do some things with them in there, and you'll probably see it this game.
What are the difficult things about transitioning from tackle to guard? Everybody thinks, you know, tackles make the money. Tackles are, you know, against pass rushers, the outside speed rushers from time to time. What is it that makes a move inside to guard difficult for a guy who's played tackle?
A lot of things happen a little bit faster inside there, Murph.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're tackle, 90% of the time you block the guy over here or to your right. When you're in the guard, a lot of stuff happens. They're coming from both sides on you. Usually tackle, it's usually on the edges. So I think there you've got to just have some quick awareness, have some initial quickness to react a little bit faster inside of that stuff that happens interior because there's more things inside there.
Do you guys ask your guards to move much, to get out in front of screens or to get out in front of the block?
Yeah, obviously we got screens. We pull them on counters. We, you know, those type of things. So, yeah, you got to move around. That's what I'm saying. That job has a little bit more to do in terms of run blocking inside because you probably got the squadier three techniques, you know, the interior D lineman, but then you may have to go out and block linebackers. So it's a little bit different in there for your center and guard.
Because I thought around the league teams were kind of getting away from moving offensive linemen, athletic offensive linemen, and they just wanted to plug massive bodies in there to wall off defenders.
Yeah, well, you want some size in there, but you can't hurt with that athletic ability. The more athletic a guy is, I think the better he is to block people.
Two more guys I want to ask you about. We're live with Pat Morris, the Bills' offensive line coach. We're live at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill, Fairport Road in Fairport. Pat's been gracious enough to join us here tonight to talk about his group, which is an intriguing group, I think. We've talked about most of the guys on the line, but we haven't mentioned maybe the key guy, Cordy Glenn, who you had him last year. He's been around for a couple of years. Quietly, I think he's become one of the better left tackles in the NFL. Do you agree?
No, there's no question. I think if you look at last year, I think you look at his amount of sacks. You know, everybody looks at sacks given up. I think he was obviously there, you know, in the top group. But again, I think people don't look at his run blocking is excellent. I mean, he's a big man. He can move his feet. He's kind of a silent giant back over there. Love to have him back. I think he's honed into that position. He's gone against some of the best pass rushers this league has been offered last year and done a nice job with them. We hope that he continues with that play.
Before you got here, the year the Bills drafted him, some people thought he was suited to play guard, not tackle. Do you recall what you thought of him coming out?
Yeah, I remember a couple of when he was at Georgia, he was a guy that played all three positions. He was right tackle, left tackle, guard. He was at multiple guys because of his athletic ability that he could do that. So, yes, he could be a guard, but he's does a fine job last year at left tackle. I think, you know, for our offense to protect E.G. Emanuel, that's a key component, and he did it last year, and I think that we need to continue to leave him there.
How good could Cordy be?
But as good as he wants to be. I think with his feet, again, but he's on his third year this year.
Yes.
And remember I told you, I think after the third, fourth year, you really find out how a guy can play, because probably he's seen everybody in the league. After 4 years, you've done the whole circuit of playing everybody at one time, and I think that's going to be key for him.
And lastly, the guy in the middle, Eric Wood, who's been around the league now for 5 years, actually. How much do you lean on him for what goes on in there in the offensive line? How much do you depend on him?
Well, obviously, he's the cowbell inside there. I mean, he's been around. He's been honed in that position there. He's healthy. All right. I think he knows the division. He's been around the division. He's been here. He's hungry to win. And, you know, obviously he's one of the leaders on offense. And he's had a very good camp, working hard as long as he's been here. And he kind of pulls, meshes that together, and he'll do anything that takes for this team to win.
He seems like almost a natural-born leader.
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah, there's no question. I think when you're a young player and you get to be the position, you worry about your position first. Once you feel comfortable with playing your position, then now you can go out and become a leader. You know, you can do it by, some people, can you lead by example? I think, hey, get your stuff done there, get your craft done, and then now you can expand yourself to everybody else.
Hey, Pat, there's just a couple of other guys. I'm kind of going through your whole unit here, but I'm intrigued by J.J. Onga, who got a chance to show a little bit last year. What do you see from him so far this summer, and what are his prospects?
He wasn't around the OTAs very much. I mean, he had some medical things, some issues there, so he was a little behind when we came to training camp. Right? Obviously, he'll get a little bit more snaps here as we go through there. I remember, he played a little bit in our Tampa game there. We'll look at him. I think he still needs to get where he's going to be, where he's at in terms of his in terms of him being able to play that position and make the squad.
Last guy I'll ask you about, and another guy who this guy has played in the league, played for the Buffalo Bills, started for the Bills, Chris Hairston, who, came back in the OTAs and minicamp, trying to get back into football shape after a year out. Update us on his progress and what you've seen of Hairston so far.
Yeah, remember we threw him at guard a little bit,
right?
Early in the the training camp. We moved him back out to tackle, obviously because Cordy wasn't there, because that was his position,
right?
That we thought he was good. He's got good feet. He's still, being a year off, you can see he's had a year off. He's lost the weight. Again, now it's got to feel comfortable with that weight. I think he's done a nice job. He's played both right tackle and left tackle for us, and you'll see him a lot here in the next two games. And it's good to have all these guys that have this potential. You want the decisions to be tough on you.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they're not tough, then you don't have enough players there. So this is, like I said, this will be interesting as we go through the next two games of what we're going to do with our linemen.
Is the guard experiment right now over for Chris Hairston?
For right now, we'll leave him on a tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what we can do as guard. Once you see a guy guard, you kind of get a feel what he can do there, and then we'll put him out and tackle. And obviously, that left tackle is important. You got to see who's going to be your backup tackle. All right? And obviously, he could be one of them.
Pat, last year, this Bills team ran the ball more often than any other team in the NFL. You were second in rushing yardage. This got to be a point of pride, I would think, for your offensive lineman, huh?
Oh, there's no question. Obviously, but you know what? Those stats, you can say you're second in rushing. The record's the key. You know, I've been on many teams, you know, you can have a rushing record, but, hey, you go to the playoffs, good. That was part of it. But, you know, those little goals are fine, but the bottom line is get to the playoffs and have a winning record. You can have all those stats, and if you're not winning, who cares? I think, yeah, that's an accomplishment, but we got to win games.
Who are the best one or two offensive linemen you ever had?
Well, obviously, when I was at San Francisco, I had Kevin Gogan, I had Steve Hutchinson, I had Jerry Newberry, I had Matt Burke. You know, at Minnesota. So, you know, there's a few guys that I've been around that get it, you know, but, you know, the bottom line with all those guys, when we were playing, we were winning teams, you know, and I think that's the key what we're going to do here.
So, winning is coming, you think?
There's no question.
Hey, Pat, we appreciate you coming over here. Thank you very much.
Thanks again.
Sorry to grill you. Did I grill you too hard tonight?
No, you're fine. Just buy me a beer.
I can do that. We're in the right place for that. Thanks. Pat Morris is the Buffalo Bills offensive line coach. We thank him for joining us here tonight.